The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yes, yes, it's the Danger Zone, and we step in there each week, thankfully, with the guidance of David Trainer. Because when it comes to knowing what's dangerous and helping you avoid it, David Trainer does a great job of navigating everything that's out there. Now, he does that in part because New Constructs, well, they evaluate stocks from most attractive to dangerous and very dangerous. They do it on a very much bottoms-up framework, digging into the footnotes, finding out the true economic condition of a business. Now, if you want more information, it is newconstructs.com at newconstructs on Twitter. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be with you, Chuck.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
Express Scripts.
Danger, danger.
That is ticker symbol ESRX, and why are they in trouble right now?
We've seen, you know, we've talked before about funky accounting regarding mergers and acquisitions and how it allows companies to overstate earnings, and that's certainly true, but in this case, we found a whole bunch of other red flags related to Express Scripts' recent acquisition of Medco that make the stock look a whole lot more profitable and valuable than it really is.
So how much more? I mean, how out of whack is this valuation?
Well, I think the stock could probably come, you know, it's, I think, well, let me put it to you this way. The accounting book value is six times as high as the economic book value. And the accounting book value is overstated because it ignores certain hidden liabilities and unfortunately is bloated by intangibles.
When you talk about that difference between the accounting value of the company and the economic value of the company, what you're really talking about is the accounting stuff is what me and my audience and Joe Average would see when they go to look at a balance sheet, an accounting statement, an income statement, etc. And then you go in and you take a look and you say, wait, let's see what is allowed on the accounting statement, but it's not allowed to me because I think this is dilutive to the business. And you come up with what you consider the true economic value. And that's the discrepancy here, right?
That's exactly right, Chuck. I think it's great that you bring that up because I almost sort of take it for granted now, especially since we've been talking so long about this kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is the traditional metrics that the websites and Wall Street and the large majority of research rely on are highly subject to manipulation. Wall Street companies have, you know, they figured this out a long time ago, going back, you know, honestly, a couple of decades. That's why annual reports are 300 pages long now, and when I started, they were maybe 30 pages long. It's all about really manipulating the accounting so that you can make the numbers that the majority of people look at look good while doing all kinds of other things that you don't really want people to know about.
We've got this discrepancy. Show what that stuff would be so that you can say, okay, here's something that it's allowed on the accounting side, but it's one of the reasons I think Express Scripts is in the danger zone.
Sure. There are four things that we plucked out of their 2012 10-K related to this Medco merger. One, a new liability related to outstanding options of $730 million. This is not related to options that they're expensing. Those are actually fully accounted for. We're talking about outstanding, unexercised options that they took on in the acquisition. Now, our new liability of $730 million. Similar situation with an underfunded pension. That's $64 million. Then we've got $5.5 billion in deferred tax liabilities. And then we've got about another billion or dollar per share in off-balance sheet debt that we are throwing back on there.
So you put it all together, and obviously you got a stock that's based on what everybody else is looking at, and you don't think that the valuation is worth that. We've talked all the time about how irrational the market can be and how long it can stay irrational. Does there come a point where this stuff must be recognized in the stock price, and that's why it's dangerous? At some point, people are going to figure out that, oh, by the way, these things here that you didn't see, they're the ones that are going to bring the stock down?
Chuck, you know, I might have to tell you that if you ask me another timing question, I'm going to have to put you in the danger zone. That's obviously the most important question, right? It's like, when will this manifest? And it's unfortunately something I can't really predict. You know, the way I like to explain this to people is, look, there's a lot of fish in the sea when it comes to stocks. It's possible that Express Scripts can somehow turn their business around and overcome all these things that sort of are unrecognized liabilities that, when overlooked, allow the share price and the perceived valuation to be higher than they ought to be. It's possible that over time that all this stuff gets made up for through a dramatic turnaround in the business. I believe that's even priced into the stock right now. I mean, specifically, the valuation implies something like 12% compounded annual profit growth for the next 10 years. Even if this was a healthy business, I think that would be hard to do given the competitive pressures on sort of this pharmacy middleman or drug distribution middleman. And that's why I call my stocks attractive and dangerous, because we're talking about risk reward.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is you don't have to take this kind of risk if you don't want to, because there are lots of other stocks, as you know, that I find very attractive or attractive. And, you know, the ones that make my most attractive stock list is a good example. So the whole idea is, you know what? Let's open people's eyes to what's really behind the scenes on these stocks and help them make more informed decisions and realize the kind of risk they're taking if they do want to be in this stock, or, on the other hand, avoid it, keep it in the danger zone, and look for something better.
Well, and that's exactly why those accounting things come up, and they make Express Scripts, ticker symbol ESRX, dangerous. It is this week's pick in the danger zone. For more information, go to newconstructs.com or follow them on Twitter, where it's at newconstructs. David Trainer, always a pleasure to chat with you. Look forward to venturing into dangerous places again next week.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
There is much more to go on the April Fool's Day edition of Money Life. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.